hope you're having a great Friday. Maybe plans to do some more of that shopping or decorating. I'm frustrated at my house because we are out of town for Thanksgiving, and I have stuff that I like to put up in the yard, and some of it needs to be staked into the yard, like a blow-up corgi with a light in it.
Oh, wearing that's a hat. So cute.
I can't get it in the yard now because there's 9 inches of snow, and it's like frozen. So I guess I lost out. Not great, Deb. It's not great.
I understand.
I know. Life is tough. All right. Hey, I love this little Friday segment. Some stories that maybe you haven't heard a lot about. We call the segment, In Case You Missed It.
Big voice guy.
Dun, 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 dun. All right. I'll go first. Dateline, Wellington, New Zealand.
Hello.
New Zealand police said Friday they've recovered a James Bond-inspired Fabergé pendant after 6 days of closely watching the man accused of swallowing the jewelry in an Auckland store. So, limited edition Fabergé egg pendant, inspired by the 1983 James Bond film Octopussy, in which a jewel smuggling operation involves a fake Fabergé egg. So that is the jewel. So apparently what happened was the man walked into the jeweler, swallowed the egg, was arrested shortly after the theft, and then cops got to sit by this guy around the clock and watch him do his business until very expensive jewelry passed. They were waiting for the evidence to reemerge. Eventually, it did. It exited the suspect. This is what their police language
it
is.
Exited.
It successfully exited the suspect's gastrointestinal tract naturally without medical intervention. It's now been recovered, and he is in custody.
In case you missed it.
There's no amount of disinfection. There's no amount.
Yeah, no. Yuck.
All right, my turn. There's a reason why cats are more vocal and louder with men rather than women. The findings were published in Ethology, where researchers used chest-mounted cameras on owners to capture their interactions. So that's a cat being vocal. They found it's because men don't pay attention as much as women.
Oh, that's true.
So the cats adjust their communication skills by using a louder approach.
Oh.
So it's not showing preference, just that men don't pay attention as well.
Yeah, get those cats out of here.
He just ignores them. Okay, my turn. This one has a little bit of a video component to it for
Ooh.
You. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new holder of a Guinness Book of World Records record. It is Ozzy, the Mastiff, whose tongue is 7.83 inches long.
Whoa.
Look at the face on that boy.
It's cute, but wow, that tongue.
Text the word watch to 855-616-1620. You can see what Deb's talking about.
Yeah, Ozzy is a French Mastiff and Bull Mastiff mix. He lives in Oklahoma. He has the longest tongue of a living dog. The last one was 5.46 inches long.
He crushed the record.
He crushed it. Yeah. He's always had a long tongue that sticks out of his mouth ever since he was born, his owner said. It's just abnormally awkwardly long. It's funny. His tongue to be that way. He doesn't really lick a whole lot. He doesn't give kisses. He just gets in your face and kind of loves and rubs noses. He really doesn't lick a lot of stuff. So
I wonder
imagine,
how he
I mean,
drinks.
It looks kind of dry.
Great
know,
question.
Man.
He has to not be easy to lap up that water with that big tongue.
Yeah. I mean, wow. I mean, 7.8. At what point does it become something that is like that's hindering him? He looks healthy otherwise.
Those
so.
Are big dogs, too.
That's
thanks,
a
Deb.
Big dog.
In case you missed it.
All right. Coming up, I know everybody wants to know what the weather's going to be like. It wasn't as cold today as it was yesterday, but hint, winter's not done yet. Meteorologist Brian Znansky scheduled to join us coming up at 5:35 right after the news here. And then U.S. Congresswoman Gwen Moore on what is happening in Washington, D.C. You'll hear from Gwen Moore. Extended conversation coming up at 5:45 on WTMJ.